This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, December 16th, 2013, halfway through the month, almost to the start of winter. For those of you dealing with the snow and ice right now, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today, and we're in a little bit of a rush. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in the control room, ready to answer the phones. And I want to start today's show off talking about Obamacare. And we are talking today with Catherine Albrecht, who is well known to the independent media, radio host in her own right, and she has an Obamacare story to share with us all. Catherine, are you there?
I sure am, Michael, and what a delight to be back on your program. It's good to catch up. Unfortunately, I've got some not so good news to catch up with. As listeners to my radio program know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2011, and I went through a very lengthy 2-year saga to try to beat it back into the cave. My diagnosis was actually quite horrific. I had locally advanced breast cancer, stage 3C, and I had to get to the best cancer facility in the nation to get some cutting-edge treatment in order to save my life. Without that, I wouldn't be here today. What has happened to me now under Obamacare, though, is truly appalling, and I think it really, we need to blow the lid off what Obamacare is really about, because it's really about taking cancer patients like me, who are expensive for the insurance companies to deal with, and removing us entirely from the type of coverage that our insurance is supposed to pay for. So in my case, I live in one of the 4 states across the U.S. that I kind of refer to as being on the reservation. You know, your life expectancy on a Native American reservation in this country is somewhere in the 40s or 50s. Most people don't make it past their 50s on those reservations because their health care is terrific, horrific. Their standard of living there is truly awful, and they can't really leave. So I've got the same situation here in terms of receiving government-controlled health care similar to the reservation, in that I've been told by my insurance company that I cannot leave the state of New Hampshire, our tiny little state up here with 1.3 million people and no major medical facilities. No matter what I do, no matter what I'm willing to pay, there is no insurance company remaining for me under Obamacare that will permit me to continue to receive the world-class medical care that I've received at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, just an hour away from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. Not only are they telling me I cannot receive that care, but I am actually on a groundbreaking, life-saving trial that is keeping women with stage 4 breast cancer alive 5 and 6 years out, which is unheard of anywhere in the medical industry. This is a trial that I drive for once a month to New York State to participate in. It's with Cornell, the Cornell Breast Center there. And I'm also no longer able to receive that care either. I've been told by Anthem, as I said, the one remaining insurance company in the state of New Hampshire, that they're going to provide me with a more, quote, targeted and focused health care plan. And, of course, those are euphemisms for saying that they're going to limit me to a very small number of I hate to say it, second-rate providers within the state of New Hampshire and nothing else. So I cannot leave the state. And let me tell you the ultimate irony of this, Michael, and the part that really makes me the most angry. They're selling Obamacare as an improvement in health care for those of us who are already insured. And they're saying that all of these millions of people who have had their accounts canceled, which is me, I was told as of February 1st I would no longer have any coverage whatsoever, and that I was forced into one of these terrible local plans. They're telling the public that the reason they're canceling my policy is because it's not good enough, that it's not up to Obamacare standards, these gold standards apparently that they're trying to claim they've set. Mm-hmm. The reality is that the insurance that I have right now is gold-plated PPO insurance, for which my husband and I have paid a tremendous amount of money, and they are taking that away from me and giving me a far, far worse insurance policy and charging me more for it in the process. So that's really what Obamacare is about. They looked for a loophole to find a way, and the insurance companies colluded behind the scenes with the federal government to make this happen, to find a way to take all of us expensive long-term care patients and absolutely decimate our insurance policies and leave us with nothing. And if I had been under Obamacare when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, as sure as we're sitting here, Michael, I am absolutely certain that I would be dead right now. I would not be here. We would not be having this conversation.
Now, we've heard a lot of talk about the so-called death panels to write off people who are no longer capable of being financially profitable to the system as a whole. And obviously, the government is not going to say, ta-da, here's the death panel, and we're going to pick who's going to die. But obviously, through machinations like this, where you're living in New Hampshire, and it's a beautiful state, I spent my childhood in New Hampshire, and they have some good hospitals, but obviously, we're talking the really top medical centers are located down in Boston, which is a center of academic research, over in New York, and you're simply being told you're not allowed to leave the state of New Hampshire to get medical care, which obviously is not going to be the best situation for you. Whatever happened to, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor? Because obviously you're very pleased with the care you were getting in New York and Boston, and now Obamacare is saying, no, you can't do that anymore. You have to make do with what's in your local community.
Right, and, you know, it's interesting. The whole if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. My Dana-Farber doctor is a world-class physician. That is a world-class medical research facility. They are the only place within anywhere in New England that I would be able to get access to cutting-edge experimental drug protocols, which for very severe cases of cancer are the only ones that can save your life. The if you like your doctor, you can keep them. Telling a woman who is a breast cancer survivor going through one of the most horrific experiences a human being can have, telling that woman you are no longer able to get your mammograms with your regular radiation oncologist, you are no longer able to have your long-term care be overseen by the person who saved your life, by the person that you saw every week for 2 years. I mean, this is craziness. So not only are they telling me I can't keep my doctor, I can't even keep my regular medical care. I can't stay on the clinical trial that I'm on. They're taking everything away from me. And as I said, the ultimate irony is that they're spinning this as they're going to give me some improved, better Obamacare plan, and they're saying that they're canceling my policy because it's not compliant with all of the higher standards of Obamacare. Let me tell you the only two things that are not included in my plan that would be included in Obamacare that they're using as the excuse to say my plan is not good enough, and it's just a straight lie. Number one, maternity leave. And I've been rendered sterile by my cancer treatment, so I am not capable of having a child. So at this point, that is absolutely useless to me. And then the second one is drug addiction counseling, which I have absolutely no need of. If I were going to become dependent on drugs, I would have done that ages ago. And because they offered me all of that, believe me, as a cancer patient, I got offered pain meds and everything else. I said no to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two things that they're using, that they're sort of dangling out there saying, oh, well, your policy isn't good enough, so we're going to give you a policy that has nothing but has those two things in it, and then say it's Obamacare compliant. And if I don't like it, there's nowhere else to go. My husband and I literally discussed, Michael, moving out of the state of New Hampshire in order for me to get continued medical care. And in fact, if the cancer comes back and I am ever diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, we will literally be forced to move from our home. And that's like the last thing you want to have to do when you have a serious medical diagnosis. But we would be forced to literally sell our home and move to another state in order for me to receive top quality care.
Well, that definitely indicates something I've been saying on my show for quite some time. Obamacare is not about the health of the American people. It's just a cash grab. It's a favorite of the health insurance companies. They're openly admitting Obamacare is going to generate $200 billion a year in absolute pure profit to the health insurance industry. And, of course, the federal government gets a piece of that action through taxation, and they need that new surge of revenues to dangle before possible lenders now that the debt ceiling has been blown away. And so it's really just a cash grab. We're coming up on a commercial break. Catherine, I'd like to keep you for one more segment. I know you're under severe time pressure today, but I want to talk to you a little bit more about this situation. So we're going to take a little break for some commercials. We will be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. American Survival Wholesale. Veteran-owned and operated.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking to Catherine Albrecht, and we are hearing a tragically not unique story about the real impact of Obamacare. And Catherine, I'm going to save my commentary until after you're gone here, because I got a lot of commentary and I know you're pressed for time here. First of all, I'm sure we'd all like to know your website, any website URL that details your story, of course, obviously, your own radio show.
Absolutely. And by the way, I'm a big fan of RBN and John Stadtmiller and you personally, Michael. I've been following your work for years, and I'm just a huge fan. I'm over on the competitor side of the whole Liberty framework, but I don't view it that way. I'm over on GCN, but I don't see it as we are in any way in competition. I am thrilled. I would love for there to be 100 freedom-oriented radio networks out there, and for us to just drown out all of the clatter that's going on in the mainstream media. I got to tell anybody out there is a colleague.
We're already doing that. I mean, apparently Obama is now sicking Media Matters onto the independent media, so we got them worried about that. What is your website?
My website is kmashow.com. That's KM as in Mary A. Those are my initials, kmashow.com. You could also just put in my name, katherinealbrecht.com. It'll take you right to my website. And I have a Listen Live link on there. My show broadcasts 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And I've got a little Listen Live link in there. And I've also got a place where people can listen to the archives. They're all searchable going back about 6-7 years now I've been doing the show. So I've been at this for a while. The other thing I am also involved in addition to fighting against Obamacare, of course, is the whole privacy issue. This is something I've been doing since 1999. And we've got huge news this week. Santa has put an early Christmas present under some lucky people's trees in that our new email service, completely private StartMail at StartMail.com, is being rolled out in beta. And the very first users, beta testers, have received their StartMail accounts. This is the completely private email program that I've been working on for almost 3 years, together with the good folks at startpage.com, the world's most private search engine. This is encrypted email, and what's so cool about it, and Michael, I know you're going to love this, and I can't wait to get an account into your hands, because it takes PGP encryption, which has always been kind of a pain, and makes it so simple that it is literally just checking a box as you hit send on your email. You turn PGP encryption on by checking the box. You turn it off by checking the box. It does the public key management. It does all of the rest of it behind the scenes. It is completely SSL encrypted, obviously, in addition to PGP encrypted, so it's double encryption. Your email is stored in a user vault that even we are not able to get access to. So unlike Yahoo and Gmail and the other email services that make a living off of reading your email and tell you as much in the fine print, we not only don't read your email, we can't read your email. It's not part of our business model, which is a little different from those guys. We actually charge for it, so we use the market and say if you want private email, it costs money. Somebody is going to be paying your email provider, whether it is the NSA or marketers trying to get your information, or whether it's you, whoever's making those payments is the sovereign of that enterprise, and they're the ones who are going to be answered to by the company. So we would much rather put people in the driver's seat and make them in charge of their own email privacy than the marketers and the dirtbags out there who want to review your email. So that's it. I want to tell people how they can sign up. Our beta test, it was overwhelming. We wanted to find a couple hundred people to test it out for us. We made it publicly available. We got over 50,000 people signed up as beta testers. So obviously the demand for this in the post-Ed Snowden era is immense. All 50,000, we're going to make good on our promise to get them a 90-day free trial account. So those are rolling out right now, starting this week, and they will continue to roll out until all 50,000 beta testers have their 90-day trial.
And this is at startmail.com. This is at
startmail.com.
Okay.
Startmail.com. And at that point, we will then make it available to the public, but it's going to be on a waiting list, we anticipate, just because of the huge demand. So if people go to startmail.com, what you can see at the top is a video that I created, which gives you kind of an overview of how the service works and what it is. At the bottom, there is a place where you can sign up to reserve an account. So the people who sign up to reserve an account will get first dibs. They will get early access to paid StartMail accounts. When I say paid, it's not going to be much. It'll be between $5 and $7 a month. So, you know,
worth it for an extra level of security against the prying NSA. I have two comments about that. First of all, I find it just amazing that in the midst of all your medical issues and dealing with Obamacare, that you're still finding time and energy to go out and try and find solutions to some of this draconian surveillance we're seeing on America. And you're probably free of the NSA right now, but it won't stay that way. The NSA tends to come into companies like yours, and so you'll probably get a phone call.
You want to hear the good news?
Yeah.
The super good news is we're not based in the U.S., we're offshore. And that was a very intentional decision for me to link up with a company that's based actually in the Netherlands. So we are not under the legal jurisdiction of the NSA, the FBI, the Patriot Act, court orders, FISA courts, none of it can touch us.
Oh, that sounds
because
very
we are
good.
Outside of U.S. jurisdiction. And what's more, the Europeans, particularly the Dutch, where the company is based, are very pro-privacy. I'm a Christian, so I'm not a big fan of prostitution and pornography and all of that. But as you know, in the Netherlands, they've got a whole lot of other social mores. And as a result of that, they're one of the most private people on planet Earth, and their laws reflect that. So being under Dutch jurisdiction is a huge protection for users of StartPage. If you're within the U.S., you have the assurance of knowing that no U.S. agency can touch us. And what's more, we also run the private search engine to replace Google at startpage.com. And we also make a point of deleting any records, any logs, any IP addresses, all of it. So even if someone were to, through some horrible, you know, whatever, be able to access what's on our servers, they wouldn't be able to read it. On StartPage, our private search engine, there are no records to be read. And on StartMail, as I said, there's a triple layer of encryption. There's SSL encryption, PGP encryption, and then your email is stored on an encrypted user vault. So it's even if someone were to get in there, they would have to go through lead encasement to get
there. And if people are using their own encryption on top of all of that, and we've already demonstrated here at whatreallyhappened.com, it is very easy to create your own encryption the NSA can't break.
Right.
That's just going to guarantee it. All right, we're almost out of time on this segment here. And Catherine, again, thank you for coming on and talking about Obamacare. Listening to your story during that first segment, I feel the anger rising because we're hearing so many of these stories where we're being told by corporate media, less by corporate media, but certainly by the White House and Obama, this is a good thing. You'll have better health care. It's not going to raise your rates. I mean, virtually everything they said about it turned out to be a complete lie. Costs are through the roof. Deductibles are through the roof. Fox News just admitted the latest polls are showing the majority of Americans are saying Obamacare is raising the cost of health care, and it's not improving health care at all. We have the most expensive health care on planet Earth, and it's something like 33rd in quality, and Obamacare is only going to make it worse. And we're supposed to go along with it because, hey, they'll give you maternity leave and drug addiction counseling and birth control and abortion, which for people who don't use birth control or abortion, you know, I'm certainly never going to need an abortion. I'm 61. I'm past my prime. It was all about taking more money from the American people. We got about a minute left. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before you head
out? Yeah, I just want to underscore that Obamacare is going to result in people literally dying, especially if you're not allowed to leave the state for your medical care. There's study after study shows that when women travel more than 50 miles from their home for cancer treatment, their rate of survival skyrockets. It is much higher if they stick close to home. Yeah, that their survival goes way up.
Oh,
if they
okay.
stick close to home, their survival is greatly reduced, and that's because most likely your local hospital does not have cutting-edge access and top-notch nationally accredited doctors. They've just got whoever they could find, and that's not where you want to get your health care if it's a life-or-death situation. So we've got to overturn this thing.
Yeah, we absolutely. Well, actually, it's self-destructing. We just have to sit back and watch it explode.
I hope it does.
I think it is.
But when there's hundreds of billions of dollars, it's hard to get them to let go. But yeah, thanks, Mike.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances. Yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back into the news here, just a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is having their end-of-the-year fundraiser. Our control room technicians have their stockings hung with care over the mixer board, and we need to put a little something in there to help them, to be blunt, keep their jobs into 2014. If you donate $100 or more, you will get an RBN T-shirt. You will get an RBN coffee mug. If you make the request and include a mailing address, you will get a CD copy of Claire Rivero's Christmas Without Borders, which is the bumper music you're hearing right now. But you got to tell them you also want that, and make sure they get your address so that we can get that in the mail to you. The phone number to call is 800-724-2719, followed by O for the operator, and they'll take care of you. You can also donate through republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that little donate button that's up there, and we'll all have a Merry Christmas and hopefully a Happy New Year if we can talk them out of letting this war continue any further into the nuclear stage. Now, I want to get back here to Obamacare because there's some new developments on it. And again, to recap Catherine's story, and this absolutely infuriates me. She lives in New Hampshire, which is a beautiful state. I was a farm kid growing up there. And apparently, the insurance that she is being told, the new rules of Obamacare, she cannot leave the state of New Hampshire for the medical care she needs. She has been going down to Boston, which is world-renowned as a center for medical research, or to New York. Same story. You're literally being told by the current medical system, if you lock your state, you can keep your state, and if you don't lock your state, you still have to stay there. And it's absolutely all about getting rid of the expensive, costly patients to maximize profits to the insurance companies. And that's really what it's all about, maximizing profit, because our government is desperate for money. They know the public won't accept any new taxes. And so they're going through these little back-channel deals. We'll change the law so the insurance company starts making an extra $200 billion a year in pure profit, and we shave off part of that. That's what's going on here. It's a cash grab. It's always been a cash grab. If this government was really concerned about your health, they would do something about the 400,000 Americans killed every year by medical mistakes. They'd do something about the toxic additives in food. They'd do something about the toxic adjuvants in vaccines. They would do something, they would label, if not ban, GMO. They'd do something about these SSRI prescription antidepressants that are triggering off all this mass violence, but they don't care. Their only goal is to somehow get more money from you to dangle in front of potential lenders now that the debt ceiling has been erased, to keep their little Ponzi scheme central bank going a little bit longer, or at least until they can get the world war really cranked up. Now, getting back to Obamacare, last Thursday, another one of the Obamacare deadlines got pushed back. Couldn't get everybody to agree. All right, we'll delay it a little bit. And the payment system on Obamacare is so messed up. Insurance companies have been saying, we're not actually getting the money from the people who've enrolled. And the White House is now asking the insurers to accept late payments and still give individuals coverage in the interim before the payment has been received. I can just see the health insurance companies going along with that one. Now we're getting a story that there is, in fact, one part of the Obamacare website that is working. And that is the automatic debit system. Because when you sign up for Obamacare, it takes you right over to this little payment system and it says, we will debit your bank account every month for the cost of your new insurance policy. And you are supposed to be able to type in the date you want that money taken out so that you can do planning and saying, okay, on this date, this money will vanish from my checking account. And apparently, the website isn't following that. And we're getting all these horror stories, primarily up in the state of Washington, of people who are all of a sudden, you know, they say, please take the money out of my account on the 23rd. And they look at their bank balance on the 8th. And it's hundreds of dollars overdrawn. Checks are bouncing all over the place. Their credit rating is being destroyed. There have been stories of accounts being debited twice for the same Obamacare policy. And it just goes on and on and on. It's a complete disaster. It's a cash grab. That's all it is. Now, we're seeing a story coming out of RIMF.com where Obama definitely delayed health care rules ahead of the 2012 elections for purely political reasons. He knew people were not going to like this. Another story coming out of the Daily Sheeple, negative polling on Obamacare. Even Fox News is saying, yeah, most Americans are saying Obamacare is driving up the prices. This is what it was designed to do. Make you pay more for less health care. That's become the new corporate model of the United States. Make them pay more for less, because that's what builds profits. They're spending millions of dollars trying to patch together that website. They're spending millions more on expensive advertising campaigns, millions more on covert grassroots lobbying, hiring people to go out and post, oh, yeah, Obamacare works fine. I signed up just great. It's wonderful. You really need They're every trick in the book to get people on this system. It is a cash grab. It's about looting the public. The United States already has the most expensive health care on earth. It's something like 33rd in quality and getting worse. And now we hear stories like that from Catherine, where she's being told she may not go to the hospitals that are actually provably dealing with her cancer. She has to stay inside these little borders of the state of New Hampshire. And I don't mean to diss New Hampshire because I love the place. And that means she's more, you know, her health is not going to be as good. And it's a very arbitrary situation to say you must stay within your own state, because we know all states are not equal. Just ask any Texan. Now, earlier today, there was a big, huge news story. Harvard University, speaking of Boston, was evacuated. Four of the buildings were evacuated after a report of possible explosives on campus. And Fox News, like, stayed on this live coverage for hours and hours and hours. And it turned out to be a complete non-issue. And they actually started out early. There are bombs on Harvard University campus. And they pulled back and said, well, there's reports of bombs. Then later, and they would say, it's unconfirmed reports, which is kind of their way of transitioning to saying, it was a false alarm. Somebody phoned in a bomb report and everybody overreacted. And I don't know, maybe just some students decided this was a cool way to get out of the midterm exams, which is scheduled for this week ahead of the Christmas break. Or maybe this is a continuation of getting everybody concerned about terror acts, you know, bombings at Wichita, bombings in Harvard, and all the rest of that, to try and get us all ramped up to say, ooh, we got to hate the bad guys and go to war without question, without thinking. Now, getting back to that Wichita airport entrapment, which is what it is. They found this 50-some-odd-year-old airline employee, Mr. Lowen. And apparently he had been communicating with two undercover FBI agents since early this year. And ultimately these undercover FBI agents gave him the phony bomb, which just says, yeah, they found another patsy. Maybe this Mr. Lowen was on SSRIs, because one of the symptoms of these prescription antidepressants is poor impulse control. People can be talked into doing very bizarre things on these medications. And this appears to be another case of manufacturing a terror threat out of thin air to justify all the spending on Department of Homeland Security and FBI and TSA and all the rest of it, to remind us there is a threat out there that justifies going to war and stealing other people's natural resources and so forth and so on. Now, they're still talking about last week's shooting at the Arapahoe High School. And it was a big thing, shooting situation, the sheriffs are coming, it's lockdown, blah, 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 blah. Turns out there's an aspect of the story that for some reason the TV news didn't cover. The reason there was only one person wounded and the shooter himself killed himself is there was a deputy sheriff on the school grounds, apparently working as a school resource officer. This is reported in CNN briefly and then went away. He was carrying a gun. And when they first got word that this shooter was on the campus, this guy and two others confronted him and cornered him, which is at that point he committed suicide. And that's why this shooting was not worse than it actually was. And it just puts a lie to this idea that gun-free zones are safe, because there was a gun in this zone, and as a result, fewer people died. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, we're starting to see other independent media, and again, we're talking about RIMF.com, starting to comment on an issue that we have been raising here for quite some time regarding all these mass shooters. And that is the well-documented link between prescription antidepressants and acts of extreme violence. And so over at RIMF, they're saying the media works to keep mass shooters' profiles secret. An undeniable pattern has continued to emerge in light of mass shootings, despite the media's attempt to avoid connecting the dots. Well, we know why the corporate-owned media doesn't want to talk about the issue of all these documented cases of violence and suicide linked to these prescription antidepressants, because these corporate media outlets are very dependent on the advertising coming from these pharmaceutical companies. We know Congress held hearings looking into the dangers of these SSRIs. But in the end, they chose to do nothing because all of Big Pharma's lobbyists were all over there with their checkbooks and saying, this isn't an issue the public needs to know about. Just like that gentleman, Patrick Quanishi, the assistant prosecutor for the Connecticut State Medical Examiner's Office, who opposed releasing Adam Lanza's medical records by saying that even if in this one case, Adam Lanza was driven to do what he did by his medication, this was not important information for the public to have because they might stop taking their medication. And we can't have that. The entire pharmaceutical industry depends on healthy people taking medications every single day of their lives. That's the business model. We're far too busy to actually come up with medicines that cure real sick people. Those real sick people, they could actually die and there'd be lawsuits and everything, which there already are. I mean, it's amazing. And I guess because it happens so slow, people don't see it. But when you look on TV at the current generation of pharmaceutical advertising, where there's always at the end, oh, you shouldn't take it with this and that could cause these bad problems. You know, you could actually, death has been reported in a few little tiny instances here. And always followed up by one of the commercials from these ambulance-chasing law firms. Have you been taking blah, 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 blah? If so, you are entitled to compensation because, boy, they really screwed you up. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Michael, always a pleasure. Just on topic with the current shooter, I've been following the, just exactly on topic with what you're speaking. The profile of the shooter had come out, you know, his Twitter posts and profiles had come out that he was a progressive, anti-gun, leftist, politically speaking. And then it was quickly removed from the internet news webpage that had previously posted it. They just eradicated it as fast as they could because...
Yeah, because he was anti-gale. He was anti-gun, rather.
Right. He was anti-gun, but yet used a gun. So I guess it totally backfired, no pun intended, on the people that wanted to stir that up. I had also read that he was indulging in chemically enhanced marijuana, and supposedly I'm hearing these SSRIs are coming into play again. And it's, as you said since the beginning, SSRIs are always in, wrapped up all the way back to Columbine and before. So we got to get that out there. And it's got to be known that, you know, there's not any more guns in the public from the 1950s, but the SSRIs weren't in circulation in the 1950s.
No, it's absolutely right. And if you look at the surge of SSRIs into the general population and you correlate that with data about domestic violence, that's another big issue that people make. Well, you know, donate to us to fight domestic violence. We can't have husbands and wives beating each other. And it's an epidemic, and yes, it is. And the growth of that epidemic of domestic violence also coincides with the introduction of these SSRIs into the population, because we know when SSRIs trip somebody out, it only makes the news when there's blood on the ground. Afterwards, somebody got killed, mass shooting, spectacular suicide. But we need to look at this question. Are people getting into fights they otherwise would not have on these medications? And even more, we know there's a huge problem with road rage causing traffic accidents. And we need to correlate these people who are just taking out their aggressions behind the wheel. Are these people also on medications? We know from that study down in Florida that a greater percentage of police officers are on these antidepressants than the general population. And the general population is about 22% right now. And maybe it is this flood of these antidepressants into the police force, which is exacerbating this clear pattern of police abuse and brutality against the general public. Like that story about the parakeet, you know, the other day. And now apparently there's been another botched police raid that killed a woman. And
not too long ago, in terms of police, there used to be a term called fitness for duty, where the officers were sent for fitness for duty evaluation to see if they were safe to be on the streets interacting with the public. And it's completely, you never hear it anymore. They never bring it up. They don't talk about it. And coincidentally, all this SRI stuff that you're speaking about is more prolific. So they don't want to bring up the fitness for duty because then all of a sudden, you know, the pills won't be in circulation as much.
Yep. It's pretty ugly out there. All right, Rick, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to move on here. And We're looking, again, normally at the top of the show I do Climate Gate and the carbon Nazis, but obviously with Catherine and everything else, I had to push it off here. Over the weekend, of course, we know Cairo, Egypt, got hit with snow for the first time in a century. And somebody decided to put some phony pictures out there of snow on the Sphinx and snow on the pyramids, and they posted them that day and said, see, this is from Egypt. And I don't know if it was just somebody doing a cruel joke or somebody made a mistake or somebody was trying to potentially embarrass the critics of global warming ahead of real pictures coming out. But those hoax pictures have been identified and gotten rid of. There are real pictures of snow on the pyramids, snow on the camels. There's a picture of the apartheid wall in Israel that is just covered in sheet ice and snow. Now the National Weather Service is admitting that this stretch of Arctic temperatures is the coldest since 1972. Richard Nixon was in office. Gas was 36 cents a gallon the last time it was this cold. We're seeing articles in places like AccuWeather. The snow and cold are already crushing records, and we're still a week away from the official start of winter. Apparently, Jordan, the Kingdom of Jordan, had a huge hit from snow, a blizzard. Apparently, there's a very charming story. The King of Jordan came across a family whose car was stuck in the snow, and he and presumably his bodyguards got out and helped the family push the car out of the drift and get him going again. Can you picture Barack Obama just stopping by the side of the road to help a stranded motorist get going again? You're not going to see that in this country. The leadership is too paranoid of the population. But over in Jordan, hi, I'm the king. Let me get this chains in here. Get the car going again. And still the carbon Nazis are out there trying to figure out some way they can rationalize that this is all in accordance with their theory about global warming. And yeah, 10 years ago we were predicting snow's a thing of the past, but really you should forget all about that. That's a double plus ungood, you know, and pay attention to Winston Smith here when he erases all of those predictions about snow and ice going away and replaces it with, oh yes, global warming will bring snow and ice. The latest mantra they seem to have is, you know, weather is not climate. We can have cold weather, but that doesn't mean the climate is getting colder. Which is like saying that just because I dipped something in water doesn't mean it's not going to get wet. Which, Scotch Guard. Over the last several years, the carbon Nazis, in order to sound the alarm about human-caused global warming, they have cited global warming, human-caused global warming, as the cause of all kinds of evils on Earth. Acne, prostitution are all caused by global warming. I posted a huge list that I've collected through the years here. And today they added another one. Climate change is causing Earth's poles to drift. The Earth's poles are drifting, and that is horrific, and it's all the fault of human beings. Well, I'm sorry. Earth's poles move. I mean, and it's not has anything to do with climate change. It was all the fault of my first wife, who thought the entire planet revolved around her. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials, and we will be right back.